Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see or hear any of the stuff last night from Sam Darnold pointed at Brock Purdy?
I saw it, yeah.
You see any of that?
Pretty awesome.
Did y'all hear any of this? It was the press conference before the game or after the game from Sam? Before or after the game from Sam?
So on the broadcast, Kirk and Al are talking about their sit-down with him leading up to the game.
Okay, but then the Darnold part is...
That's from his before when he signed with the Seahawks in March.
Ah, okay. So, like, he was talking about it months ago, and then he's still talking about it in production meetings with Kirk and Al, and then Al and Kirk were talking about it on the broadcast last night, or on the stream.
Right.
Sorry, it wasn't a broadcast, actually.
Yeah.
It was a stream.
It's more of a narrow cast when you're dealing with just people who have Amazon Prime.
Yeah. We're trying to connect with Plaxico Burress, and hopefully we'll do that here shortly. Joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Check it out. So this is Darnold back in March when he signs with the Seahawks.
I really, thank Brock a ton, Brock Purdy, for, just his style of playing and how he kind of described his style. Is like, we got a ton of great playmakers on offense. Like, my job is just to play point guard and get the ball in their hands and let them go do great things with the rock. And when I started to change my thought process as a quarterback to kind of just getting the ball in my guys' hands, then that's kind of where it unlocked for me a little bit.
So that was from the intro presser.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's one thing. It kind of gets lost in the whole offseason haze and whatnot. Now Sam Darnold is 3-1 with a new team. And for me, as far as Darnold is concerned, by the way, I think this is really, really important because his career goes the way it goes, right? Jets, Carolina Panthers, and then he sits with the Niners for a year. Then you go to Minnesota, and you have this amazing year. It really ended with a dud. Like, I mean, amazing regular season, but then down the stretch, it kind of got wobbly, and in the playoffs, it was a dud. But similar to what happens to Purdy with Kyle Shanahan, a lot of people are like, well, Darnold got with O'Connell. And for me, if I'm Seattle, this is what would give me pause, which is, was Darnold, is he really capable, or was he just in O'Connell's system and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and all of that? Because to bring him to Seattle, you got a defensive head coach, you get rid of a good portion, two-thirds of your receiving core, and it's like, okay, how's this going to go? Well, this is huge for Sam. They're 3-1. And he's playing pretty good football. So check this out. This is from Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. First, this is Kirk, Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime, talking about Darnold and Purdy.
Where this guy was in his career in New York and Carolina, when, for all intents and purposes, I think a lot of folks in the league looked at him as basically damaged goods. He's done. He talked this week with Al and I and Kaylee about how his stop in San Francisco, we were like, of course, Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, the younger quarterback, he points to as a guy that's really helped him turn his career around.
That's fascinating. I love that Kirk points out, Darnold should have showed up to the Niners. He's the elder statesman. But it was something that Brock Purdy talked to him about, sort of likening themselves to point guards that I don't know. I mean, Sam credits it for changing everything about the way he quarterbacks.
Yeah, and everybody develops differently and at different times. And I do think, and this goes back to yesterday's Trevor Lawrence debate, wasn't much of an argument, but you and I see things differently. I do think that being in a stable situation for a period of time is very helpful and very conducive. And also, I think that every quarterback can develop at his own pace. And I think about Josh Allen, his first year in Buffalo, Josh Allen was incredibly inaccurate. Josh Allen was not very good as a rookie, and many people thought, oh God, he's never going to be good enough right. or accurate enough, blah, blah, blah. And Sam Darnold, you look at his career with the Jets, he was below 60%. 2 years in Carolina, below 60% completion. Minnesota, oh, 66. And now this year he's at 70. So maybe he learned what he needed to learn in Minnesota, and he learned it here in San Francisco first. And the main thing is, like, find out who's open and get him the ball. And that's the one thing I think about with Trevor Lawrence is a lot of times he will hold it, and try to make the big play. And Brock Purdy, what he does so well is he reads it, he sees it, and he delivers it. And that ultimately is 90% of quarterbacking.
Al got into the conversation with Kirk as it continued here on Amazon Prime.
We're always talking to the quarterbacks. Hey, who's the most influential? It's always some older coach,
Josh
for the most
McCown,
part.
You
well, know, yeah, you go back. You go back to Mike Shanahan. You go back to a lot of people, and then all of a sudden, Brock Purdy.
And he said he helped me learn what it takes in paying attention to detail in preparation. And then he goes to KO in Minnesota, and we know what happened. We talked earlier about that, and I think he's just resurrected. He's confident.
Well, I just wonder. I mean, to me, there in a way, this is a conversation that in the world of sports radio, sports media, and fandom, this comes up all the time. There's what we see, and then there's what we don't see. A short time ago, you were talking about the Bob Melvin situation with the Giants. I think that this is key here. There's what we see. Oh, you lost too many games. Fire the manager. He should yell at people. You don't know that he doesn't. So there's what we see and then what we don't see. And my belief, and I know a lot of people pass this off as teammate speak, because teammates are always going to say really nice things about each other. But if you even go to the stories of what was being said behind our backs about Brock Purdy, Trent Williams and Fred Warner have talked a lot about this through his career. Kyle Shanahan's conversation with Jed York. When they got done with camp the year that Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy were all there, nobody had played a game yet. So we can't tag 1-0, 2-0, 6-11, completion percentage. There's nothing. It's just three players who went through camp. And then all of a sudden, you got the coach, you got the Hall of Fame left tackle, you got the Hall of Fame linebacker, and they're all looking at each other going, dude, the little guy is the best one. He's the best one here. And all of them shared that opinion unequivocally. Yet we see what we see. And so we come out with the whole, like, well, if it's Kyle Shanahan or Kevin O'Connell or whatever, and good teammates surrounding him, that's what stirs the drink. It absolutely is a factor. It's a piece of the puzzle. I just feel like we get inundated from the league. People playing in the league, people who have played in the league, saying this is what you have in Brock Purdy. And a lot of us out here in what we see land, we don't want to buy it. We just don't want to buy it. We don't want to buy that there's something that is a little bit elevated or special about the guy.
It's partly because what you talk about, draftism, and he couldn't possibly be this good because of where he was drafted. And if you look at the things that you're talking about, and even like the scouting report for him coming out, the guy played, 60 starts at Iowa State before he even got into the NFL. And I do think that that is a big factor into a development of a quarterback. And I always think about Mitchell Trubisky, who played 1 year at North Carolina. He started about 13 games, and he came in, and he wasn't ready. He didn't have the experience, and he's never been able to land on his feet. Subsequent to that, Sam Darnold's another interesting case because he played high level at USC, and he started for 2, if not 3 years, and then he came in and he struggled. Struggled on bad teams, went to another bad team and struggled, and many people wrote him off. And then he was able to land here, get a year of tutelage under Brock Purdy, apparently, go to Minnesota, ball out, get a huge contract, and now they're 3-1. And he's not out there lighting it up in Seattle. He's averaging about 220 yards a game.
But he's solid.
He's solid, and he's managing games.
He's playing well.
He's playing well enough for them to win 3 of 4, and they were damn close to beating the 49ers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought even the game against the Niners, there was nothing overly impressive about, quite frankly, neither quarterback out there would you walk out of the game and be like, whoo, they lit it up. I mean, Purdy got picked twice. Nobody got to 20 points. Darnold fumbled to end the game. All of these things happened. But when I'm watching both of them play, sometimes it's just a vibe. And that's kind of what I would point to again with what I hear a lot of people say. I was glad Armando said, no, let's like, okay, he thinks Mac is a hot hand. I don't know if I would necessarily refer to any of it this way. The Niners have won all three games in kind of the same sort of a way. You go out there, there are some mistakes, you hang in there, you made big plays late, you win the football game. Not overly impressive offense, not in any of the three. But if you want to call Mac Jones the hot hand, okay. But he stopped short of doing what I've heard a lot of people say, which the Niners would never do, which is play Mac until he loses. You would never, ever, ever do that. I mean, think of the implications that are going on there. Number one, I don't know. What if he wins 10 in a row? Is he your starting quarterback now?
Right.
Prior to Brock Purdy even starting his $53 million per year contract? I mean, I know people will be like, hey, if you're winning, you're winning. Like, why would you even do that?
Well, you'd do it if you thought you had a Kaepernick, Alex Smith situation.
Maybe.
Which you know,
they don't.
Right. And those two were probably close enough in Harbaugh's mind that once he got the opportunity, or he was forced to have the chance to play Kaepernick, he did. And Kaepernick gave them a completely different dimension. And Harbaugh loved that. And so you went with him, you stuck with him, and you went all the way to the Super Bowl. This is not that. This is Mac, who is number two in the league, by the way, in yards per game passing right now, which is really good. And he's had two great games. It doesn't mean that he's going to go out there and win every week. And Brock Purdy is still your quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, if you want to accuse, this is one of those situations where it's like, well, wait a minute, is this about politics? And to a certain degree, the answer is yes, absolutely. Like the Niners have made their decision. It's the same reason. Go back, in fact, to the training camp I just referenced when Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy are all there. Kyle Shanahan pulls Jed York aside and goes, Brock Purdy definitely is the best of the three. Well, why didn't you start him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Why didn't you start him? You've put major, major draft resources
right
into Trey Lance. So you're going to start Trey Lance. Well, same thing here, which is they have put major, 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 major resources now into Brock Purdy. So that's what they're picking. That's the way they're going to go. They don't have any evidence otherwise. They don't have any evidence to not do that. Like, if Mac's the hot hand, well, I don't know. Was Brock the hot hand? He won his game, too. He drove his team trailing down the field and won a football game also. So, I don't know, man. Like, so far, quite frankly, all three of the games have looked very, very similar.
Yeah, and I do also think that, especially when it comes to Brock Purdy and his rookie year, there's a lot to be said about, you know, giving a rookie more of a runway to learn and to adapt. So even when Shanahan tells Jed York in camp, yeah, Brock Purdy's our best quarterback, well, you're not going to start him right now, not only because you're invested in Trey Lance, but also because he's not ready. He probably wasn't ready in September or October. If Brock Purdy was really ready to be the best quarterback in that moment, he would have started in game 3 against the Denver Broncos. And you remember that game. Jimmy starts, Jimmy Saunters out of the back of the end zone and you lose 11-10.
Exactly.
If Brock was ready on that day, which was 3 years ago yesterday, that game where Jimmy starts, Trey was hurt. If Brock was ready, you would have started Brock because you thought Brock was better, but he wasn't ready at that point.
Or there's a lot of politics involved to it.
I don't think there was politics with Jimmy G and
maybe,
Brock, though.
Maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.